So I went out and talked to as many people in as many organisations as I could think of. I tried to find ways that we could work together for the benefit of people in Sevenoaks. And I suppose the most long-term successful of those were with the Mind Art Group, which I'll just explain. The lady at Mind, Jill Whiting, she's the community liaison officer, and she is also an art therapist, so she just started up this art therapy group. I said, well, why don't you come and do it at Knowle every fortnight? Because we were also trying to work out at the time how much we would charge to hire the education room. And the figure we came up with was £2 per person per hour, or half that for charities. And we got that from another property who did it on that basis. So that's what they did. And then when the Orangery became open, because previously it had just been for children's lunches and schools and that kind of thing, they were able to do art exhibitions there. And because of that, this is what I really like, because that's been so good for them, it's got them loads of money and given them an output for their art, they've set up two other art groups. So the group which I was working with, they are the people with the sort of most major mental health needs. And then there's another one which also contributes, which is for women in vulnerable situations, so mostly young women who've been suffering domestic abuse. And then there's another group which they call the finishing group, which is of people with sort of lower level needs, or who are kind of coming out of needing support from Mind. And the idea of that is they are kind of putting the pieces together and making them ready in time for exhibitions. So it's about working to timetables. So this whole big strand of work at Mind has come out of our just being able to offer them the use of the education room and the Orangery, which is lovely. So that's when I think it's worked best.